The group is ready for the performance. It has been a difficult task, since none of the dancers belong to the ethnical minority being represented. But in time, the museum staff will not realize the hoax. The costumes have been carefully chosen, and the choreography is very well synchronized after weeks of rehearsal. The location is not particularly suitable, as the dancers should start at the attic, come down through a very narrow staircase, go through the kitchen, and end up at the garden where the dancers simulate the trance. The museum's authorities are already on location, but they have probably misunderstood the meeting point as they are out of sight. Suddenly, the sound of cracking noises coming from the wardrobe makes it clear that something is not going as planned. Through the door can be seen one of the museum's members cleaning a square-shaped sword. A high-pitched sound can only mean that it is one of a number of such instruments that are being prepared simultaneously. In the meantime, the performers have started the piece without an audience, and they are now at the garden, acting out the frenetic movements of the final scene. At this moment, the museum's director comes out, naked, followed by his subordinates holding swords, with the intention of killing the fake natives. Needless to say, it is a very convincing interpretation.